Dreamscape presents Kids Scientists, True Tales of Childhood from Science Superstars by David Stabler, narrated by Pete Cross. Introduction. The painter Pablo Picasso once said that every child is an artist. It's equally true that every kid is a scientist. A scientist's job is to ask questions and seek answers. And who's better at that than a kid? Scientists begin by asking why, and then they find out the how. You might not know all of the scientists in this audiobook by name, but because of them, we know about gravity, DNA, dark matter, and black holes. We have electricity, calculus, and computer code, and we've walked on the moon. But before these scientists were making groundbreaking discoveries, they were just ordinary kids who were curious about the world around them. Some loved gazing up at the night sky, like Neil deGrasse Tyson. He started a dog walking business to save up money to buy his first telescope. And Vera Rubin, who discovered dark matter, used to stay up all night watching meteor showers from her bedroom window. Some kids loved animals and nature, like Jane Goodall. Before she lived among the chimpanzees in Tanzania, she horrified her mother by keeping worms under her pillow. As a child, George Washington Carver was also fascinated by the natural world. He loved the plants in his garden so much that he talked to them. Other kids wanted to know how stuff worked, so they took things apart and built all kinds of contraptions. Long before he discovered gravity, Isaac Newton built a windmill that spun...